Org.
Okay, Saturdays in Sheridan just got more useful. Synergy Shop and Minion's open house is every Saturday from 11 to 2 with serious shop space for your RV, boat, trailer, and business. Big doors and high ceilings for lifts or storage. Come walk through, take a look, and see what you can do with it. Donna Garland with Sheridan Realty Associates built and designed these units, and she'll be on site to open every door and answer every question. Synergy Shop and Minion's on East Rich Roads just past Coca-Cola.
Listening to birds chirping, a creek babbling, children giggling, steak sizzling, or sharing a conversation with a loved one is pure joy. Hi, this is Elizabeth,
JT,
and Dr. Addison Dempsey with Ebia Hearing and Sound. May is Better Hearing and Speech Month. We invite you and your loved ones to take a proactive approach to your overall health and reconnect to the vibrant and beautiful world through better hearing.
Connection is a key to happiness. Enhance your joy, protect your mental acuity, and find ease in communication through better hearing. Our staff offers comprehensive hearing exams, tinnitus support, prescriptive hearing aids, and more.
Let's be healthy and happy. Celebrate Better Hearing and Speech Month with us.
To learn more or to schedule your appointment, stop by Ebia Hearing and Sound, 1273 Coffeen Avenue, or give us a call, 674-8920. That's 674-8920.
Many heating and cooling companies talk about big paydays, but here is what they don't say. With flat rate pay, if you're in training, you're not paid. Doing paperwork, not paid. Cleaning the shop, not paid. Warranty callbacks often aren't paid either. And during slow season, good luck. Some technicians end up making less than minimum wage when the hours aren't there. At Lee Heating and Cooling, we refuse to operate that way. If you're a journeyman who believes in doing the job right, not just fast, Lee Heating and Cooling is hiring. Built on integrity, paid by the hour.
Buy 2 weeks, get 2 weeks free. That's right. Buy 2 weeks and get 2 weeks free with a Country Bounty personal classified special. Run your personal classified ad for 2 weeks and we'll help you sell your unwanted items by giving you two additional weeks and no charge. Now, if you need extra cash, clean out that garage. The Country Bounty is the perfect place to do it. Direct mail to every home in Sheridan and Johnson County and online at SheridanMedia.com. The deadline Thursday, 1 o'clock. Call 672-7421 or stop by the Sheridan Media offices at 1716 KROE Lane.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, May 18th, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we are joined by Sheridan Memorial Hospital Director of Support Services, Aaron Oatkin. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
All right.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Jennifer Gauna.
Very good. All I'm impressed.
Right. I practiced before the show, folks. She's our HR manager and our HR recruiter, Holly Hoffner.
Hofer. So close. You did good.
I was on a good streak.
Two out of three is not bad.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 is not bad.
Ladies, thank you all for joining us this morning. It's a pleasure having you here. How long have you been with Sheridan Memorial Hospital? Aaron, I'll start with you.
I have been there just over 9 years.
9 years.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you there?
You know, I've had over 20 years of HR experience, and hospital positions have kind of been coveted of opportunities in the past, and I jumped on an opportunity.
Absolutely.
So it was, yeah, a privilege to work in healthcare. I still enjoy it a lot.
It's one of those things, you find a good spot, stick with it.
Absolutely.
Right? Jennifer, what about you?
I actually have been with the hospital. Let's see, I started in 2019, so it'll be 7 years in September. I started like 6 months before COVID's hit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was my first delve into healthcare in the human resources world. So that was definitely a journey. But,
talk about a trial by
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, it was. I was used to. I've been in human resources, much like Aaron, for a couple of decades. But my human resources experience prior to the hospital was more retail management.
Mm.
And so it was totally different world, but
it really is.
Yeah, it's been really exciting and fun. I've enjoyed it.
I think retail is its own world.
It is.
You know, it's not so much the hospital, which, yeah, kind of is. But when it comes to retail, that is a planet all its own.
It was a lot.
Holly.
I've been with the organization for about 8.5 years. Prior to coming to the hospital, I worked out at Sheridan College.
Oh.
So I found myself in Sheridan, Wyoming, when my husband got a medical technologist job here at the hospital. So we've been here, you know, like 10, 11 years. So, but I'm familiar with the area. Many years ago, my grandparents lived here. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, HR, human resources. So let's talk about just exactly what your duties are at the hospital. Director of Support Services.
So as Director of Support Services, I oversee the HR department, education, employee health, and several other departments that are integral to the inner workings of the hospital. Environmental services, which is housekeeping and laundry, nutritional services, our coffee shop, security teams. So it's pretty comprehensive, covering non-patient care areas.
Is this like overseer of managerial duties?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you kind of oversee the people who oversee a lot of different departments.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now, Jennifer, as the HR manager, what are your duties?
So I oversee the HR department. We have, there's six of us in total in the HR department. And then I also have employee health and education. So those are the three areas that I oversee.
So basically you're scheduling who's going to what class next and who needs what training next.
So yes, I have an educator that does that. But yes, so all of our certifications that are required for our nursing positions, our BLS, all of those basic life-saving certifications, our education department manages that.
Now, I imagine a lot of those are on a timer. Like you got to do this once every 3 years, once every 4 years.
Yes.
That has got to be a handful to look at
it
a calendar
is.
And say so-and-so is coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
X is coming up in October.
It's a lot to manage sometimes. It definitely is. And for instance, like our nursing, all of our nurses, their licensure expires at the same time. So it's on a 2-year cycle. So at the end of the year, every 2 years, we have the entire nursing population to make sure that they get their license updated. So it can be a lot to manage.
How many nurses are there?
We float anywhere from about 250 to 275 total organization. And not all of those are patient care nurses. Some of them are in specialized nursing roles. Some are leaders for our organization. But yeah, around 250 to 275.
Do you do like mass recertification classes or there at the hospital? Or do you have to actually send our nurses elsewhere or online?
It's all online. So it's pretty much the responsibility of the nurse to do that as part of their professional licensure. But it's still a lot to just kind of like, you know, it's kind of herding cats sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can understand that. All right. Now, Holly, HR recruiter, I'm going to guess what you do.
Okay.
Okay. You're looking for good qualified people to work here. That's got to be like a bloodhound. You're out there just looking.
It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So it's a combination of things. It's, you know, you're making relationships with people, whether it's employees, you know, employers for other places, colleges, sourcing directly. So, you know, reaching out to people directly on places like Indeed or LinkedIn or other places like that. It's always, right when you get one checked off and find somebody, there's always something new. There's never a dull moment. And so it's a lot of fun. I mean, I enjoy it because I enjoy meeting new people and talking and developing those relationships. But yeah, it can be a little hectic. I mean, COVID showed us a lot of things of what that looks like. But I think we have a lot to offer here at the hospital in our location. We have a great community, great schools. excellent benefits, and it's a place where people can go find their peace. So I think we have a lot of good things here.
I spoke with a doctor who came down here. I can't remember exactly from where. It was a while ago we talked. But he said, boy, Sheridan is a place people work to get to so they can work.
It's true. I mean, I felt it was kind of a proud moment for our department during COVID and things like that, is that people wanted to come here. So I had, you know, people reaching out to me saying, oh, do you need travelers to fill your holes? And I was like, no, I'm good. And so, you know, people that we were recruiting at the time, they were like, you know, I've always wanted to come and live in like a smaller place, or, you know, a place like, you know, closer to nature and near the mountains. And so really, I mean, people were like, with COVID, it really changed people's mindset. And they're like, if not now, when? Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of made people realize to make that jump. But yeah, I've never heard any regrets of anybody going, gosh, why did I come to Sheridan? If anything, they're just like, why didn't I come sooner? Mm. And so, but we have a lot of great talent here too. I mean, we're trying to create pathways, so that students are aware of what we do have here. It's often a misconception that, you know, you think, you know, you're coming to a hospital and it's just doctors and nurses, and anybody who walks in the door is a nurse.
Yep.
And it takes so much more than that to make a hospital run. And so really, I mean, it takes a village. And so, I mean, depending on what you're wanting to do, you can do anything from, you know, if numbers are your thing, like revenue cycle, you can do things from accounting to patient access, checking people in, or, you know, if bedside, you know, you're not, maybe you're not a people person and you don't really, you want to make a difference, and maybe you're more scientific. And so maybe working in the lab is something better, because then, you know, you're making those tests and giving the information to the physicians to be able to, you know, provide care to them. But yeah, I mean, we have entry points throughout. I mean, I've seen people start in environmental services, more commonly known as housekeeping, or more understood that way. I saw someone that started as a nurse, as an EVS, and now she's an RN. So yeah. Like, there's opportunities for everyone.
She liked the system. She liked the work, probably the people that she worked with as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you know what? I'm going to just continue on through this.
Sure.
And you managed to answer one of the questions that I had. Something that I didn't go over with the hospital prior. It's just all of you were kind of working in this realm during COVID, mm-hmm. an unprecedented time in the healthcare system throughout this country. A lot of challenges. And those challenges are so vast and diverse, I won't get into them here. You knew what they were. So I think that was going to be one of my main questions. I spoke with McCafferty and Dr. Adlisberger at least once a week back then, mm-hmm. trying to keep an update for the public. Got to know both of those gentlemen very, very well. And it didn't appear that there were like big staffing challenges. There were other challenges that they seemed they had to handle. But were there? COVID being such a long, stressful time. I mean, I know I've spoken with some of our nurses who were on the front lines there, exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Every time somebody thought they had 5 minutes, something else came up and it was back to work. Many long days. Many long hours and an emotional toil that they had to kind of undertake. So I'm going to start over here with you, Aaron. We'll just kind of work that way. And again, I am getting off in the toolies a little bit, mm-hmm. but I'm curious about this. I've got HR right here. What were the challenges that you did see during COVID?
I think we're still seeing the results of COVID in terms of the labor market. So when I started with the organization 9 years ago, most of our recruiting challenges were around nursing. You know, nursing are hard to fill positions. There's a nursing shortage. Baby boomers are retiring and we need to, you know, backfill the nursing positions. And boom, COVID hit. Yes, it created quite a bit of a burnout. And I'm incredibly proud of all of our clinical efforts on behalf of the staff that stuck through it. And sure, those challenges maybe pushed some clinical folks out of the labor market, but really during that time, I mean, the labor market is just completely different and challenging for every profession, not just nurses, but every other opportunity that we have available at the hospital. Turns out those are frequently hard to fill positions now.
Yeah.
And across various industries. So, I mean, manufacturing is another one. I'm excited to be working with Whitney Benefits over the past several months. Or Whitney Benefits has been involved for several years now. But I have been a part of the Career Pathways Partnership that Whitney Benefits has been leading. And what that essentially is a partnership amongst our sector in particular is the healthcare sector. So I'm chairing the healthcare sector. So various healthcare employers are involved, not just the hospital, but other providers, other dental offices, eye care offices. The VA has, you know, joined us for several of our meetings, the VOA, public health. And what we're doing is increasing the number of work-based learning opportunities for students. So we've had to get really creative on how we spark interest in upcoming students interested in working in healthcare. Mm-hmm. So it's almost too late to start recruiting seniors in high school.
Wow. Really?
A lot of them kind of know what they want to do already.
They already have their path.
They've got a path. And if they don't, then they need a little guidance still with, you know, not all of our opportunities at the hospital require 4-year degrees. Some of them require high school diploma or GED or, you know, equivalent. Some are 1-year certification programs. Some are 2-year programs. And so there are a lot of opportunities for those non-college bound students as well. So back to the pathways, we're increasing those work-based learning opportunities to get exposure to what those other professions might be and basically spark interest at the younger grades.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a partnership not only with the employers, but the school districts as well, Sheridan College as well. And I mentioned manufacturing because they have a manufacturing sector that Brenda Weatherby at Weatherby, they're chairing. That has been in the works for a couple years longer than ours, which is going well. And so we're just looking for opportunities for employers across the sector to give some kind of exposure to work-based learning to students, whether it's young grades in elementary, you know, classroom presentations, you know, the traditional career days and that sort of thing. Well, let's be intentional about what we do in healthcare, because most of those students are only going to be exposed to nurses and doctors unless their family has other medical circumstances going on where they would be exposed to more than that.
It's a big machine.
It is. It is.
And I don't want to call people cogs because cogs seem unimportant until you're missing one.
Yeah, then it's a big problem.
And then you suddenly realize
yes.
This whole machine doesn't work without everybody together.
Exactly.
On that, I do have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to talk about this pathways a little bit more in detail when we return. More with Sheridan Memorial Hospital in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust customers, your next adventure could start with your debit card.
With the Rooted in Adventure sweepstakes, every eligible purchase earns you an entry.
Just use your First Federal MasterCard debit card now through July 31st.
Don't have one? Visit First Federal to get your card and start earning entries.
The more you use it, the more chances you'll receive.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago.
Or a $1,000 or $500 prepaid MasterCard.
Just go online to eFirstFederal.bank for full details.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
In America, we don't worship government. We worship God.
America's best days lie ahead.
We will make America greater than ever before.
Like Reagan, like Trump, Steve Freese is a strong conservative who believes in America. A businessman, not a career politician. Steve Freese can't be bought and won't back down. Steve spent decades in the trenches fighting for our conservative values, helping groups like Turning Point USA and Tea Party Patriots get off the ground, and fought for election integrity, staunchly pro-life, 100% pro-gun, secure borders, peace through strength, no tax hikes, period. A conservative like Reagan, a fighter like Trump. Vote conservative Republican Steve Freese for Congress. You'll be glad you did.
This is Steve Freese, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Freeze for Wyoming.
Is it tinnitus? Is it tinnitus? Regardless, it's annoying. Hi, this is JT with Ebia Hearing. Ringing in your ears isn't something you have to just live with. Tinnitus affects millions, and treatment has come a long way. From specialized hearing aids to breakthrough therapy like Lanier, we can help reduce tinnitus symptoms over time. Relief is possible. At Ebia Hearing, our specialists can help you find the right path forward. Call 674-8920 to schedule your hearing loss or tinnitus consultation today. That's 674-8920.
Hello, I'm Kurt Layer with Midas. You ever turn down the radio just to listen to your car? Was that a squeak or a grind, or did something just fall off? Yep, probably time for Midas. Right now, save up to $80 on tires and get a free oil change when you buy four tires. That's real savings on something your car actually needs, whether it's brakes, suspension, warning lights, or even just routine maintenance. Midas has you covered. Stop by Midas on East Brundage Lane today before your car starts talking back. Midas Tire and Auto on East Brundage Lane in Sheridan.
Parents, siblings, and friends of Sheridan High School graduates, join SheridanMedia.tv for the live stream of Sheridan High School graduation Sunday, May 24th at 11 a.m. Cheer on your favorite graduates from the comfort of your own home, no matter where you live. Sheridan High School graduation live stream, proudly presented in part by First Northern Bank, A&B Buildings, Whitney Benefits, and Security State Bank. Be there with us live, Sheridan High School graduation, Sunday, May 24th at 11 a.m. on SheridanMedia.tv.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. All right, ladies, we got to go through these names again. Let's see if Floyd remembers. This morning, we're speaking with Sheridan Memorial Hospital Director of Support Services, Aaron Oatkin.
Correct. That's me.
We're talking to the HR manager, Jennifer Gowna.
Very good. Very impressed.
And we have our human resources recruiter, Holly Hofer.
Got it. Way to go.
All right.
Three for three.
And he takes a big breath. Okay. Now, what we're talking about, folks, is employment at the hospital. It's more than just doctors and nurses. It's more than just technicians. It takes a village, in Holly's words, to run something this large. And there's many, many opportunities out there for just about everyone of every education level to start working at the hospital and progress upward and onward at the hospital. Now, we were talking about pathways a little bit. Aaron, you touched on that. It's a big partnership, not just with Sheridan College. A lot of industries sit on this board. What are some of the things that you guys discuss when you all get together? Is there talk of like, okay, here's our pool, here's our maybe percentage of interest level, what can you do for me? I mean, what does a meeting look like?
Yeah, so the schools have rolled out a tool a couple years ago called U-Science. I believe it was piloted with seniors, then expanded to all high school students. I think it's trickling down to middle school as well, but the U-Science tool is really an aptitude and interest test that students are involved in. And so we use that data to guide what work-based learning opportunities would be helpful for students. What are they interested in? What could they use more exposure to? Sometimes their interest and aptitude aligns, and sometimes they may have an interest in something that, well, the aptitude isn't quite where it could be. But
so
still
HR diplomatic.
But still years for growth. And we're just, we kind of use that data to partner with, there's a lot of conversations with job coaches, and we try to incorporate as many work-based learning opportunities as we can for students. So I mentioned career presentations at the younger grades, middle schoolers. We've had tour through the hospital as part of their science programs.
Oh, how
and
fun would
we'll,
that be?
We'll kind of be intentional about some of those harder to fill jobs that we know in the back of our mind is maybe we can pique their interest in becoming a radiology tech
or spend 5 or 10 minutes with those guys
or a lab tech, or let's show them the microscopes in pathology, just things that you don't think about being in the hospital, but are definitely part of school science, you know, curriculums. Yeah. And so we're helping to tie that together a little bit to bring some real world possibilities to it. So when they pull out the microscopes in science class, they're like, oh, I might actually want to do a job at some point using microscopes. This is my favorite part of my day in science class. And so that observation and hospital tours can also transform into internships, apprenticeships, where we're kind of getting ready to experiment soon with apprenticeship opportunities.
Oh, wow.
And mock interviews for several years now. Our whole team and leadership around our entire organization has been involved in conducting mock interviews for schools in districts 1, 2, 3, and some private organizations as well. So yeah, it's really, it's exciting and interesting because we see all of that work as certainly mutually beneficial. You know, we're sure we have a hope at someday we're going to increase the interested labor pool. You know, those people who choose to pursue, you know, maybe a nursing program, maybe behavioral health technician program, maybe radiology, maybe respiratory therapy. Maybe it's, as Holly mentioned, more of the financial side and administrative side of our world. But healthcare is just such a rewarding area to be in that with those work-based learning opportunities, we're also helping to grow students in our community as well. Those work-based learning opportunities help prepare students for the workforce when they graduate.
Give me an example of a work-based opportunity that's going on at the college or one of the high schools. When you say work-based opportunity, I'm thinking maybe a class that's going over something that you would do on a daily basis in a position at Sheridan Memorial.
Correct. Just like the science class that I mentioned and okay. Touring people through. The science teachers kind of came in with purpose. These are some of the discussion questions we're going to have at the end of the day. So tell us what you're going to show us so we can guide that conversation in the right way with students. There's a class at Sheridan High School that's geared toward writing. So it's a business writing, professional writing class, I believe.
Professional writing, yeah.
Well, they have a section on resume writing, cover letter writing, and then they incorporate our leaders and participate in mock interviews as part of that whole process. So the students are not just writing a resume. They're going to experience their resume and cover letter in action.
Okay.
And actually practice interviewing.
I can remember taking that class in college. I hated it. But I'm going to tell you right now, out of every writing class in college, excluding AP, I use it more in life than any other. It's just, how do you sit down and write professionally? Mm-hmm. Emails, mm-hmm. Resumes, daily activities that you're doing at work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it would surprise people, maybe it wouldn't, kind of depends on the industry that you're in, how unprofessional some people actually write.
Well, I think our societal culture has gotten out of professional writing habits a little bit. When you think of texting acronyms, social media interactions, and
LOL. My
family makes fun of me for making sure I text in complete sentences with proper punctuation and LOL.
They do the same to me.
Yes.
They do the same. They're like, I always know when it's Floyd because it's 20 minutes of text and it's all written out. I take a long time to really shoot it. Because there's also explanation in there. But, I mean, that is just one example of a class that our youth are looking at taking and you know, like me, probably going, oh, when am I ever going to use this? And then you get to work and suddenly realize every day that's when you're going to use it. Mm-hmm. Now, Holly, when you're recruiting individuals.
Sure.
Let's say you've got an open position. Okay. No matter what that position is, where's the starting point? Day one, right now, I'm looking for somebody.
I mean, it could be a variety of things. I mean, if you want to get, first I need to know what I'm looking for. So that kind of comes from the manager and the need. And then depending on what that position is, kind of like for a nurse, for example, a lot of times the position it's posted at SheridanHospital.org. on the career website. And then, you know, we figure out what our priorities are or what our needs are for the unit based on, you know, can we take on somebody that's newer to the, you know, the field, or do we need somebody more experienced? So I kind of, you know, visit with a manager about what their needs are. And then we kind of go from there. And then we kind of come up with a plan on how we're going to recruit. So it could be a combination of working with marketing to come up with a plan of what we're going to target, where we're going to target. Are we going to sponsor it on any of our sites? And then, of course, just reaching out and finding the person. I mean, and so that's a lot of it, really. And depending on, and then the other piece that kind of starts before that is that I'm constantly building relationships. For example, here recently, there was a lady that I'd been talking to probably off and on for like the last 6 months. And she'd been looking for leadership because that's kind of where she was at in her career. And she has some grandbabies that live here. And so, you know, when that position came open, it was literally just ripe for the picking.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
So it was amazing because the position she'll be in is actually probably one of the harder positions to fill as far as leadership goes.
And that's one of those situations where some other individuals might be like, well, you know, am I wasting my time with this correspondence back and forth? But then it comes to a position
that
would be pretty difficult to find someone, but that's okay because I already got somebody waiting.
Yeah, it was perfect, actually.
It fits.
Yeah, it is. And that's one thing that I tell people, like if some reason, you know, the position is not good, like maybe it's not the right fit for them right now, I always leave that door open to say like, hey, if your situation changes, you know, and you want to discuss, you know, future opportunities, you have my phone number. You know, some people might call me in 6 months or a year or maybe even a couple weeks. Like I've seen both. And so it's all about building relationships. And for me, it's finding not just what fits best for us, but we want it to fit them as well.
Yeah.
We want a mutual fit because if they're not happy, then, you know, it may not work out or vice versa. So it's really finding the best fit for them. One thing that I love that one of our chiefs says is that we need to find the right seat on the bus for them.
Yeah.
And so it's a really good way to kind of step back and look at someone. Because if you're like, well, I don't think they're going to fit into that role. But then you're like, oh, but they'll fit really well over here. Let's talk to them about that. So that's something that it's really opened my eyes to really figure out where somebody's strengths are and, you know, and finding that for them and help developing it too.
Have you ever gotten somebody who wanted position A, but you felt, you know what, position B might be a little bit better. Maybe they reluctantly took position B, but then 6 months later, they're like, thank you.
Yeah.
This is the better position.
They're like, this is so much better. I don't even know why I applied for that other job.
Yeah.
I've gotten that too. So, but it's, yeah, I mean, it's nice. And like I said, we would just want to grow the people. Cause I mean, we have a lot of talent and smart people here and we, you know, we want to continue to give back to our community. So if we can help someone achieve their dreams, we would love to be that part for them. And I mean, right now we're kind of in that process. I was kind of looking at the numbers the other day, and we probably have around 15 people, current employees that this, you know, as they're graduating this spring, they're moving up, like whether it's, you know, moving from a CNA to an LPN or an LPN to an RN or a phlebotomist to a medical technologist, a medical lab tech, or maybe a rad tech student now is going to become that rad tech.
And so, you know, we've started those, you know, those steps and those relationship building so people can succeed. And it's nice to see the fruits of your labor. And it's, I mean, honestly, prior to healthcare, I've worked at a couple of higher educations, like universities. And so for me, a person achieving their goals and their dreams is like the cherry on top. It's the best thing that can happen.
Absolutely. Because as you said, you know, it's got to be mutually beneficial. But when you get somebody who's worked for the position that you put them in, you know they're there for a while.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to have to refill this in 6 months. Jennifer, when it comes to managing this big machine, right? I'm just picturing like a big clock and everything in there has got to tick perfectly. So when a position opens, who's the individuals that bring that information to you and they say, this is what we're looking for. We need to filter this through your system to Holly. We need to filter this maybe to Erin so she can give some recommendations when she's attending this board. How does that work?
Yeah, so we have a really great leadership team, and they we have a lot of, we try to automate as many of our processes as we can. And our applicant tracking system has the ability to enter what's called a SMOC form, which is basically just a form requesting an open position. And so Holly does a really good job managing all of that. But so that's the first step, is the leader says, okay, I have this opening, someone's leaving, or maybe the department is growing and we need to add an additional person. And so we're gonna submit that SMOC form through our applicant tracking system, and that's gonna go to Holly and let Holly know that there's a position open and that we need to fill it.
And so then she just gets to work. She starts looking at everything that is required.
Yeah, we actually have two recruiters. So we have Holly here, and then we have another recruiter that helps her in that process. And so it's a lot to manage for one person, but even for two, it can be challenging. We just, you know, healthcare is an industry that does have turnover. We do a really good job of trying to keep that turnover as low as possible by, you know, making sure that our employees are happy and they're engaged. And but it is, you know, turnover is still inevitable. And so we definitely have enough work to keep our recruiters busy.
And Sheridan Memorial Hospital, I've interviewed people from just about every kind of level at Sheridan Memorial Hospital, you know, and the growth over there is pretty crazy right now. In a good way. It seems like it's getting bigger, some more departments, a lot of recruiting going on. We've got behavioral health, which is a whole nother arm that's been created. We've got clinics opening up, going more back to the family doctor tradition. All of this after COVID, really. I mean, I'm sure it was in the works and everything, you know, okay, put the stoppers on. Because we got to deal with this right now.
Yeah.
But now we want to kick it back into gear and get it going. This is around the time that you started up there.
It is. So
what is it? And I'm going to assume you saw an influx of a lot of medical professionals, of just about every job and position that was needed. What was that like, being kind of the new kid and yet at the same time welcoming the kids in?
It was overwhelming at first, for sure. But it's been amazing. It's been such an incredible experience for me. I mean, obviously, like I said, I came from retail, human resources, but it turns out people are pretty much still people in any sector of the workforce. So all of the experience that I had with retail, HR definitely transferred over to healthcare. But yeah, it was such an amazing opportunity to dive into healthcare and to just realize all of the different nuances that I had no idea about as a, you know, someone who has never been in healthcare before. So that was incredible, and I am so excited about the growth that we have achieved over the years since COVID. And yes, we did have this plan, and COVID definitely, you know, kind of put some changes into the mix, but we continue to grow our people. And I think that the thing that is so valuable to me, and one of the reasons why I really enjoy working there, is that we do have such a culture and such engaged teams. And that's what makes it, you know, important for people to work at the hospital. We obviously, our mission is to serve our community with excellent patient-centered care, but really it's a team effort. And we really try to uphold each other. We try to keep people engaged and keep them happy in their jobs, because they'll perform so much better if they feel like they have a team they can count on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that our HR department specifically tries to really support our organization through, is the engagement. We want to make sure that our people want to be there, because we know they'll take better care of our patients if they're engaged in their position.
And really showing that I want you here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not just for the position.
Yeah.
But I want you
exactly
here. You're a part of this team, not just your position being a part of the team. And that may be something, you know, some people really think about. It may be something that other organizations don't, but that's really what always kind of affected me. You know, do you want my position here or do you want me here? Because there is a difference. Kind of like work and a career. There's a difference between the two. On that, I got to take another quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Sheridan Memorial Hospital in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust customers, your next adventure could start with your debit card.
With the Rooted in Adventure sweepstakes, every eligible purchase earns you an entry.
Just use your First Federal MasterCard debit card now through July 31st.
Don't have one? Visit First Federal to get your card and start earning entries.
The more you use it, the more chances you'll receive.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago.
Or a $1,000 or $500 prepaid MasterCard.
Just go online to efirstfederal.bank for full details.
Wyoming has a real choice for Congress. We can send another politician to Washington, or we can send Frank Chapman, a rancher, a businessman. Frank knows a thing or two about balancing a checkbook. Frank's no politician. He's a conservative fighter for people like us. Frank Chapman for Congress.
Frank Chapman lives Wyoming values. Hard work, straight talk, and Frank's never backed down from a fight. Chapman is a rancher, a father, not a politician. Frank Chapman is the conservative we need in Congress. That's why conservative groups like CPAC have endorsed Chapman.
I am blessed in that God put me in a place where I could succeed.
Frank Chapman is the fighter we need in Congress.
Frank Chapman, Wyoming rancher, American businessman. He'll seal the border, back our ICE agents, unleash American energy, defend your Constitution, and make America great again. Frank Chapman, conservative for Congress.
Paid for by Fighting for Wyoming. Fightingforwyoming.com, who is responsible for the content of this advertising, and it is not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The 42nd Annual Buffalo Lions Club Fishing Derby is Memorial Day weekend at Lake Desmet. Dust off the pole, gas up the boat, and get ready for a fun-filled weekend of this great old sport. The lake is located on I-90, 7 miles north of Buffalo. There are fish tagged from $100 to $3,000, daily fish and cash prizes, and a Monday drawing for guided youth elk hunt. The 42nd Annual Buffalo Lions Club Fishing Derby, May 23rd through the 25th, sponsored again by Budweiser.
Wyoming Whiskey is proud to bring you the Whiskey Rodeo Classic. Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd through the 24th. It's full throttle chaos. The rankest bulls, the wildest broncs, the toughest pros throwing down in the dirt. Then the stage explodes. Friday night, Joe Cheyenne rocks the stage. And Saturday night, rising country star CeCe Frey brings down the house. Booze, bulls, broncs, and bands. The Whiskey Rodeo Classic, brought to you by Wyoming Whiskey. Grab your tickets now at WhiskeyRodeoClassic.com.
Got something cool in the garage? Then cruise it into Napa Night. Thursday, May 21st from 5 till 7, Napa Auto Parts in Sheridan is inviting the community out for an evening of chrome, classics, motorcycles, muscle cars, hot rods, and hometown car culture. Whether it's fully restored, daily driver, loud, shiny, or still a work in progress, bring it down and show it off. Cruise in for Napa Night at Napa Auto Parts in Sheridan this Thursday from 5 till 7, because every great ride deserves an audience.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. Proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this morning I've got to get my list of names, and we'll do it one more time.
You got this.
All right. We are joined by Sheridan Memorial Hospital Director of Support Services, Aaron Oatkin.
That's me.
And our HR manager, Jennifer Gona.
Very good.
And our HR recruiter, Holly Hofer. Hofer.
You're good. It's okay. I'll answer to either.
I think they're just nodding at me now. He's nice boy. Yeah.
Well, it's all good.
I am really honored to be joined by you ladies. We're talking about something that isn't really touched on a whole lot in just about any industry, but is vital to all of them, and that is recruiting, human resources. How do we build that up? Aaron, you were talking about the Pathways partnerships that you have, and that's something that I want to talk about a little bit more. Getting into schools, what's the youngest grade that you guys operate with where you're like, you know what, I think this is where we should stoke that fire of science or any STEM, really. Mm-hmm. We're going to invite the doctors in. What around what age group or grade have you guys found really has the most impact?
From a centrally organized standpoint, the junior high age group is probably the youngest that we've gone into the schools. Anecdotally, I know of numerous individuals who have participated in career days at the elementary level, but that's not something that we've, you know, organized from our department.
You're not looking to recruit. Put your juice box
maybe spark a little interest, but can't put them to work quite yet.
That's what I was going to say, but you're lighting that sparkler. Yes. And they're running around going, man, that would be really, really cool. Now, junior high, if I can remember correctly, that's around the time I took my first ASVAB, where it was what position or what skills or what industry would you really succeed at? Mm-hmm. Do they still do those, Aaron?
I think they do. But I don't know if it's called the ASMAT anymore. I know they've introduced the U-Science tool. I don't know if that's replaced it completely or if there are other tools used as well. I know from my own experience with my own kiddos going through junior high, I remember when my oldest was in eighth grade and came home really excited to choose her classes for high school.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, let's do this. Let's sit down. And I love that kind of stuff. It's right up my alley. So we planned out her freshman year and I packed everything up and was like, okay, good job. She said, Mom, I have to do all 4 years.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Said, what? Now? So that was really eye-opening that, I mean, sure, you could choose a path and make some tweaks here and there once you're in high school, but to some degree, they already kind of have to know, am I headed in a healthcare track? Do I want to be a teacher? Do I, you know, want to pursue trades, maybe something mechanical, electrical, welding, that kind of thing? We're blessed, incredibly blessed with opportunities at our high schools here and the opportunities that are offered. It's incredible. But to already kind of have that mapped out at the eighth grade year, I think just opens up a lot of opportunity to spark that interest in specific fields, healthcare in our world.
And I think at that level, that was probably one thing that was wrong with me. I was everywhere. You know, I didn't really have too much of a focus on the direction that I wanted to go. I knew I had a general idea, mm-hmm. but believe it or not, this wasn't it. And so things do change along the way. And you can make those slight adjustments. But I think if you know that you want to work with people or not is the biggest one. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm running out of time with you ladies, so I gotta focus up. I'm getting sidetracked. It's a fascinating principle to be able to sit here and speak with you about this, something that a lot of people don't talk about. And so I've got just two more questions for you, because I think I only got about a minute, minute and a half left. And that is, what position is the most challenging to fill at the hospital? I think people will probably be surprised.
I would say that it's typically an allied health. So we're talking rad tech, medical technologists, which is a medical lab tech, respiratory therapist, physical therapist. I would say those maybe are a little bit harder, and that might be unique to us. I mean, we do have, you know, Sheridan College here to assist, you know, kind of with a pipeline for our nursing students. But I would say like the hardest position to recruit for at the hospital is a cytotechnologist, which most people would be like, what are you talking about?
And notice the look on my face.
They work in pathology. And so, they get the slides and things like that set up for the pathologist. So like if you're getting, you know, something removed during a surgery, they're the one that's prepping it and getting ready for the pathologist to look at it. And it's a very niche kind of thing, but I'm glad I only have to find one of those. I don't need 10 of them, because mm-hmm. then I might, I don't know, ask Aaron if I could do something else. in nursing, it still can be difficult, just because, you know, working at a hospital, I mean, that's the majority of what we do employ, you know, as far as, because they're those frontline people taking mm-hmm. care of the patients. And so, but yeah.
Aaron, where would I go to learn more about Pathways?
The Sheridan College website has a designated page on it for the Career Pathways Partnership Program specific to healthcare and manufacturing. So I would check that out. And I would also encourage employers in town, whether you're in healthcare or any industry, if you have opportunities that you can make available to the students in our community, please do, because as I mentioned, it really is just invaluable to the students, and down the road, you as an employer, you might reap some reward from that as well.
Absolutely. And one thing that I've always said, you know, we got to do things to help keep our youth and our young adults right here in the community and give them a purpose here. Just absolutely. For the betterment of everyone. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and speaking.
Thanks for having us.
It's absolutely pleasurable having you here and being able to learn all these different things about our big, beautiful machine. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust customers, your next adventure could start with your debit card.
With the Rooted in Adventure sweepstakes, every eligible purchase earns you an entry.
Just use your First Federal MasterCard debit card now through July 31st.
Don't have one? Visit First Federal to get your card and start earning entries.
The more you use it, the more chances you'll receive.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago.
Or a $1,000 or $500 prepaid MasterCard.
Just go online to eFirstFederal.bank for full details.
Summer is here, and so is the Summer Spectacular at Sheridan Honda. Join us on the second and fourth Friday every month, all summer long. Sign up for drawings like a free oil change or a gas card every week. On May 22nd, we are also giving away a two-year complete oil change package. Lunch will be from 11 to 1, so stop by, sign up, grab a bite, and check out our awesome inventory. Sheridan Honda, Sheridan's one-stop shop for all your automotive and power sports needs. Prizes change weekly, so make sure you show up and don't miss out.
Hi, this is Taylor, front of house manager at Frackleton's. From the moment you walk in, we want your meal to feel easy, welcoming, and unrushed. A great night out isn't just about what's on the plate. It's how you're greeted, how you're taken care of, and how everything flows. We pay attention to the details so you don't have to. Good food, good service, good timing, start to finish. Frackleton's, Main Street, downtown Sheridan. Oh, and book your table early on Frackleton's.com.
From Billings to Buffalo, this is the News Talk Station, FM 103.9 and 930 AM, KROE. KROE.